Hey, you with the fantastic hair. Oh, that got your attention, huh? Anyway, could you help me out here? My Danish brain just doesn't want to English. I need this paper written for English class, and I keep getting stuck. You got a pretty good handle on the language, right? So maybe you could help me. Ah, awesome. Well, I'm writing a paper on Hygge and, Oh, Hygge? Well, that's the thing. I have to explain what it is in the paper, and, well, words. You get it, right? If I showed you how to Hygge, you could help me explain? Hey, I thought it was pretty smooth. Ask you in Danish. Sure. Could du ikke tænke dig at komme med hjem til mig og Hygge? Oh, that's it. I mean, to be fair, it is kind of a pickup line in Denmark. Yeah, it is. It's the Danish Netflix and chill. Oh, come on, that was funny. Okay, so I might not be a smooth talker, and I don't actually have a paper to write about Hygge, but the question still stands. Do you want to come back to my place and Hygge? Awesome, let's go then. I know, right? What even was that? Anyway, home sweet home, away from home. Make yourself comfortable while I set the Hygge mood. That's better. Hi, Seth. Hey, scooch over a bit so I can sit next to you. Thank you. I hope you like your drink. Oh, it's a bit strong. I'm sorry. So, I'm going to be real fucking blunt for a second. I've been thinking about kissing you for like at least a week now. Can I? Oh, okay. Wow. Fuck me. No, I. fuck. I didn't. I wouldn't say no if. I'm really trying hard to be cool here, you know? To be honest, I am so nervous. You are pretty amazing, and well, I just can't stop thinking about showing the other way of using the word Hygge. It's when two people get real cozy and they, well, have really nice sex, to be quite honest with you. Yeah. Hygge is Dane's best card to play when they like someone. Except for our dirty talk, that is. Oh, you don't believe me, huh? Well, det kunne være så dejligt, hvis du bare læner dig tilbage og
Lad mig kysse dig fra din hals til din pik.
See? I didn't even say much, and you're already hard for me. What I said?
Well, I said that it would be nice if you would just lean back and let me kiss you from neck to cock. That's it. That's all. Yeah. All very innocent.
Okay, now, let's continue your lesson in hygge.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. We've got the music. Mm-hmm. We've got the mood lighting. Mm-hmm. We've got good company. Drinks. What else?
Oh, a blanket.
Here. There we are.
Mm-hmm. Nice and cozy.
Mm-hmm.
If you just lift your arm,
mm-hmm,
like this, let me get up real close and snuggle up to you.
Mm.
Yes. Mm. Hygge is all about the warmth, the giving and receiving of warmth. It's also about closeness, like when two people are real close, like now, and you can stroke my arm or even my hair as we just sit in this embrace.
Hmm.
All cozy and warm.
Hmm.
Hmm.
The power of hygge
makes you feel real close to the person you're experiencing it with.
Mm. Mm.
Mm.
Mm.
Mm. Mm. Someone is enjoying the learning experience.
Hi.
What am I doing? Well, I told ya. I want to kiss you from neck to cock. Huh? Beg for it. In Danish. Why? Oh, it's hot. Right. Okay, fine. Fine.
Hvis du så gerne vil have, jeg beder dig.
Then I'll beg on my knees.
There, I'm on my knees.
Now, please.
Jeg beder dig. Lad mig smage din pik.
Jeg beder dig.
Please.
Please.
Lad mig bruge din pik som en slikkepind. Jeg vil så gerne få dig til at komme i min mund.
Jeg vil så gerne smage dig. Pretty please. Thank you. Smells so good. Fuck.
Mm. First God. Ved du, prøv at se om jeg kan tage hele din pik. Og se if I can take all of it. Okay, I'm ready. God, that's a fucking store. Tastes so fucking good. Just wanna let go of it. Just lick your cock like a popsicle. It's melting in the summer heat. Hvordan det vil føles at være inde i mig. Synes du ikke snart, du skulle tage at komme for mig? Det synes jeg. Come for me, baby. Come for me. Kom for mig. Jeg vil smage dig dybt i min mund. Kom ned i halsen på mig. Tastes amazing. Hi. So, kommer du ikke med i soveværelset? Want to learn the second meaning of hygge? Okay. Then follow me to the bedroom. Yes, my bed. I mean, it's not that you can't hygge like that on the couch. It can clearly be quite nice. But the second meaning of hygge is the same as to sleep with someone. So, I thought it was only fitting to teach you how we sleep together in a bed. Now come along, my star pupil.